This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Holi being celebrated across Nepal, organizing various programs. Strict traffic measures implemented for safe and respectful Holi celebration. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen, Nawal Kishore Sasodi, affirms Nepal's commitment to advancing women's right and empowerment at United Nations Forum. And U.S. Envoy joins talk in Qatar on extending Gaza ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Holi, also known as Fagu Purnima, is being celebrated in Nepal today, organizing various programs. People of all ages celebrate Holi by applying colorful powders, splashing water and dancing. The festival of Holi symbolizes the victory of truth over falsehood and it is widely celebrated, promoting social harmony and reducing discrimination. On the occasion of Fagu Purnima, devotees have thronged the Bhimsen temple in Bhaktapur. It is a religious belief that worshipping the deity Bhimsen on the day of Fagu Purnima opens up new sources of income and business flourishes. The festival of Fagu is celebrated by worshipping the Bhimsen deity and eating Samai Bhaji, a Nevari delicacy. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podal expressed hope that Holi would strengthen unity in Nepal. In a message, President Podal said the festival reflects the country's ethnic, linguistic and cultural diversity and extended best wishes to Nepalese at home and abroad, wishing for happiness, peace and prosperity. Similarly, Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav expressed belief that the Holi festival, celebrated with cultural significance, strengthens unity and peace and emphasizes the importance of preserving Nepali traditions and cultural heritage. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expressed his best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters, calling Holi the festival of joy and enthusiasm. Prime Minister Oli stated that Fagu Purnima is celebrated during full moon of the spring season and considered the day of the renaissance of nature. Moreover, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimire urged celebrating Holi, Fagu Purnima, with respect and civility. Additionally, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal also urged everyone to celebrate Holi in a civilized manner, discouraging harmful practices like throwing mud, using dirty water and causing disturbances during the festival. Authorities have tightened security in the Kathmandu Valley for the Holi festival. According to Chief of Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, Senior Superintendent of Police, Vinod Ghimire, said traffic checks have been intensified across Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur. Those violating traffic rules will not only face legal action but also have their vehicles held on the road for the entire day. Over 120 checkpoints have been set up with joint teams of traffic and general police. Police have urged people to celebrate Holi only with acquaintances and in a respectful manner. Authorities warn that unruly celebrations will lead to legal action. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Sasodi, has affirmed Nepal's commitment to protecting women's rights and promoting their empowerment. Leading the Nepali delegation at the 69th United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in New York, Minister Sudi spoke at the ministerial roundtable at the United Nations headquarters on Wednesday. Minister Sudi emphasized Nepal's efforts to ensure gender equality through affirmative actions in politics, governance, education, employment, and health sectors. Similarly, Minister Sudi also stressed the country's commitment to providing opportunities for women at all levels and eliminating violence against them. Similarly, Minister Sudi also noted that Nepal has strengthened its legal and policy framework to support women's rights. According to Nepal's Burman mission to the United Nations, Minister Sudi assured that the government is ready to implement both national and international commitments for women's equality and development. Locals have blocked the east-west highway in Bardia after an elderly man was killed in a wild elephant attack. The protest is taking place at Balati along the Burigaon-Chisapani road section. Protesters are demanding a sustainable solution to human-wildlife conflict. The highway blockade has halted both long- and short-distance transportation. Security forces, including Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Nepal Army, have been deployed to maintain order. Authorities are holding talks with locals to reopen the highway. Chief District Officer Rudra Devi Sharma said discussions between Bardia National Park officials, the administration and locals are ongoing. As spring arrives, preparation for Mount Everest climbing have begun. A team of 10 icefall doctors led by experienced climbers has started constructing and maintaining the route through the Khumbu Icefall, one of the most dangerous sections of the climb. The team will ensure the path is safe for climbers by setting up ice bridges, ropes and other necessary infrastructure. The Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee oversees this work, which is crucial for mountaineer safety. A $600 fee is charged to foreign climbers for route maintenance and environmental efforts. A new font, Dubo, has been developed to create a common writing system for 125 languages spoken in Nepal. The font was created under an agreement between Nepal Academy and Avaran Publications. Artist Ramesh Baudil, managing director of Avaran Publications, said the font has 224 characters and a different layout from Devanagari to Unicode. The task force formed by Nepal Academy studied the writing systems before designing the font. At a program on Tuesday, linguists discussed the font's potential. Chairman of Nepal Language Commission, Dr. Gopal Thakur, said it would bring uniformity, while Nepal Academy Chancellor Bhupal Rai called it a useful effort. The font was officially handed over to Nepal Academy on the same day. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan's army says it has freed over 300 hostages from a passenger train seized by militants in Balochistan on Tuesday. According to the BBC, the military said 33 militants were killed in the operation. According to the army, the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, killed 21 civilians and 4 soldiers before the rescue. The military is still searching the area for threats. The train had around 440 passengers when it was attacked. Some militants reportedly left with hostages into the mountains. The army is working to locate them. The Baloch Liberation Army, labeled a terrorist group by Pakistan, the UK and the USA, has targeted military and infrastructure sites before, but this was its first train hijacking. The attackers had demanded the release of Baloch political prisoners. Helicopters and troops were deployed for the rescue. A military spokesperson said those responsible would be held accountable. U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff is in Qatar for indirect talks between Israel and Hamas on extending the Gaza ceasefire. According to the BBC, the negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt follow the end of the initial 42-day truce on 1st of March. During the first phase, Hamas released 25 Israeli hostages, the remains of 8 others and 5 Thai hostages in exchange for about 1,800 Palestinian prisoners. Israel now seeks a 2-month extension, starting with the release of more hostages. Hamas has rejected this, demanding talks on a permanent ceasefire and Israeli troop withdrawal. Meanwhile, Israel has blocked aid deliveries to Gaza, worsening food shortages. The United Nations has warned of severe humanitarian consequences. Yemen's Houthi rebels have threatened renewed attacks on Israeli ships in response. Negotiations in Doha are ongoing, with Hamas stating it is engaging responsibly and positively. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that a U.S. delegation is traveling to Moscow for talks on a potential ceasefire in Ukraine. According to the BBC, the visit follows a meeting in Saudi Arabia where Ukraine agreed to a 30-day ceasefire. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the decision now rests with Russia. The Kremlin stated that Russian President Vladimir Putin visited a command post in Kursk, a region where Russian forces are engaged in fighting. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed that Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff would lead negotiations in Moscow. U.S. President Trump, speaking alongside Irish Prime Minister, said that he received positive messages but emphasized the situation's seriousness. Fighting continues in Ukraine, with Russian forces targeting cities including Odessa and Kharkiv. The Kremlin said Putin ordered the military to retake occupied areas. Ukraine's military chief Oleksandr Sikris confirmed troop withdrawal from Kursk, prioritizing soldiers' safety. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast rainfall with thunder and lightning this afternoon in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Meteorologist Govinda Kumar Jha stated that the rain is due to local winds and the partial influence of westerly winds. Pre-monsoon activities have begun, bringing afternoon rain, while the weather is expected to clear at night. Light to moderate rain has occurred in these hilly areas since Wednesday evening. However, no rain is expected tonight as the weather system has moved out of Kosi province. Cloudy conditions have persisted across the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley. Adverse weather has also affected air traffic, with flights delayed at Tribhuvan International Airport today due to low visibility. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Holi being celebrated across Nepal, organizing various programs. Strict traffic measures implemented for safe and respectful Holi celebration. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen, Nawal Kishore Sasodi, affirms Nepal's commitment to advancing women's rights and empowerment at United Nations Forum. And U.S. Envoy joins talk in Qatar on extending Gaza ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.